good for Coles and Woolworths, the biggest players in the arena, to listen to the voices of the others that operate in this sector, the smaller retailers, the primary producers, the consumers, for example, so that they understand the flow-on effects from their heavy discounting and the long-term impacts that heavy price reductions can have on the whole grocery supply chain. So whilst cheap prices of key staples is a good thing for consumers in the short term, the long-term benefits of super cheap prices need to be considered with everyone sitting at the table with a voice that is just as loud as the two major supermarket retailers, so that everyone understands the pushes and the pulls and the strains that come on different elements of the industry when very low prices come into play.
So you see the inquiry as a positive step then?
We certainly see the inquiry as a positive step, and at the moment it's obviously focused on milk, but we're seeing, even as the inquiry gets underway, that there are heavy discounting battles going on in bread, in cereals, and in eggs. And so whilst the focus is on milk at the moment, some of the same issues apply for some of the other key staples in the grocery sector. And it's therefore the principles and the discussions around milk that can be applied in a sense to some of the other price wars that are going on.
Obviously, so the Coles and Woolworths duopoly is really quite strong. Are you aware of a similar duopoly in any other countries around the world?
I think in the UK there are probably a couple more big players. They might have four or so supermarket retailers that have the muscle and might. But in terms of the situation over there, there have been ebbs and flow with heavy discounting and battles going on in concentrated efforts. As a result of that, there is legislation getting ready to be tabled to bring in a supermarket ombudsman. And so we look to the UK as, an environment that is similar to ours, even though they have more than two big players in their supermarket sector. But it's an example where leadership has been taken and where Australia should be looking in terms of providing inspiration to bring in a supermarket ombudsman in our own right, especially as we have two big players as opposed to the UK's four or five in the sector.
So that's been an effective solution in the UK, has it, this sort of ombudsman?
Because of the highly concentrated battles that they've had over grocery prices, the government has committed to tabling legislation later in the year for a supermarket ombudsman. Now, obviously, that hasn't happened as yet, but they've made the promises to bring that in. So we're looking and watching with interest and certainly drawing inspiration from their battles, particularly, as I mentioned, they have even more in their sector in terms of big players that we have, and we need to draw inspiration from that leadership and certainly apply it to our own scenario.